Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 968 for Saturday, October 5th, 2024. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. Down two spots for the second week in a row, from 16 to 18 to 20, Harmonies, by Johann Benvenuto, published by Libellud, with 14,875 views. That's a decline of 1,741, or 11% from last week, and is also 686 fewer than last week's number 20. After 2 weeks at number 24, climbing 5 to 19, Spirit Island, by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games, with 14,889, 14 more than Harmonies, and a gain of 250 views, 1.7%. Entering at number 18, Inferno, by Fernando Eduardo Sanchez, published by Red Mojo, or maybe it's Red Mojo, with 15,062, 173 more than Spirit Island, and a gain of 70% from last week. Entering at number 17, Tea Garden, by Tomasz Holek, published by Albi, A-L-B-I, with 15,524, 460 more than Inferno. After climbing all the way back up into the top 10 last week, falling back from 6 to 16, Heroes of Might and Magic 3, the board game, by Kamil Bielkowski and Jakub S. Olekczyk, published by Archon Studios, with 15,631, 107 more than Tea Garden, a decline of 42. Climbing 4 to 15, 42%. Climbing 4 to 15, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games with 16,451, 820 more than Might and Magic, a gain of 4.4%. Moving up 1 to 14, Terraforming Mars, by Jacob Frixelius, published by Stronghold Games, with 17,721, about 1,300 more than Brass, and a gain of about 5%. Entering at number 13, Shackleton Base, by Fabio Lopiano and Nestore Mengone, published by Sorry We Are French, with 19,192. There's a gap of 1,500 back to Terraforming Mars, and a gap of 3,500 between the number 13 game and the number 16 game. The subtitle of Shackleton Base is A Journey to the Moon. Repeating at number 12 for the second week, Ark Nova, by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games with 19,339, just 150 more than Shackleton Base, and a gain of 5%, but it treads water. Entering at number 11, Courtesans, that's with an I, C-O-U-R-T-I-S-A-N-S, by Romaric Gallonier and Anthony Perrone, published by Pandasaurus Games with 19,850, about 500 more than Ark Nova. This is one of the biggest and longest-lasting bumps for a game nerd's deal of the day that I have seen. But, you know, there's really no other, there was nothing in the forums. I just happened to notice that it was a deal of the day. So I'm guessing this actually happens more frequently than I've been aware, and I just haven't been paying close enough attention. Well, there are 5 new entries in the top 10 this week. Falling out are from 6 to 16, Heroes of Might and Magic 3, the board game. From 1 to 22, marking the 88th time a number 1 has missed the top 10 the following week. The last time, just 3 weeks ago, the Lords of Heaven. This time around, it's Revenant. From 5 to 33, Emberleaf. From 10 to 35, Undaunted 2200, Callisto. And from 4 to 80, Chuhan. Number 10, Daitoshi, by Danny Garcia, published by DeVere, with 20,430, 580 more than Courtesans, a gain of 31% from where it was last week at number 20, a 10-position climb. Daitoshi is a worker placement game and part of DeVere's fantasy-themed Kimushi saga, which notably includes Bitoku. This mark for the number 10 game, though, is 1,600 off of last week's number 10. Number 9, SETI by Tomasz Holek, published by Czech Games Edition with 26,588. That is 6,200 more than Daitoshi. So there is a clear delineation between number 9 and number 10. I mean, 6,200, that's more than the gap from 10 to 20. It's a 10% gain for SETI, but it loses two positions after spending 2 weeks at number 7. Number 8, Unconscious Mind by Yoma, Antonio Zax, Lax Laskes, and Johnny Pack, published by Fantasia Games, with 26,786, almost 200 more than SETI, a gain of 16%, but it only picks up one position. Number 7, The Lord of the Rings, Duel for Middle-Earth, by Antoine Boza and Bruno Catala, published by Repos Production with 28,728, 1,900 more than Unconscious Mind, a gain of 89% from where it was last week at number 21, a 14-position climb. Duel for Middle-Earth is a reimplementation of Seven Wonders Duel, released in 2015, currently ranked number 19 on Board Game Geek, and it returns to the top 10 for the fourth time after spending 4 weeks away, during which time it charted at number 28, 25, 32, 21, and now all the way up to number 7. Number 6, Civolution by Stefan Felt, published by Deep Print Games, with 31,657, close to 3,000 more than Duel for Middle-Earth, a 54% gain, enough for it to move from number 11 last week up to number 6, to chart for the fourth time in the top 10. According to the publisher, it is a, quote, heavy Euro game that utilizes a dice selection mechanism to trigger actions on a tech tree-like structure, unquote. Current videos of the game have been circulating and generating attention. Number 5, Arcs by Cole Wehrli, published by Leader Games, with 33,491, 1,800 more than Civolution, a decline of 3%, as it falls from number 3 last week to number 5. This is, however, the 30th week in the top 10 for Arcs, making it the 33rd game to reach that milestone. Number 4, The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring Trick-Taking Game by Brian Bornmuller, published by Office Dog, with 40,592, 7,000 clear of Arcs, and nearly triple what it had last week at number 26, a 22-position jump. This is a, quote, cooperative card game with 18 chapters that lead players through the novel Fellowship of the Ring, unquote. It's also more than 40,000 views for the number 4 game. The last time we had that happen was back on May 4th, 5 months ago. Number 3, Endeavor Deep Sea by Carl DeVisser and Jarrett Gray, published by Burnt Island Games and Grand Gamers Guild, with 44,636, 4,000 more than the Fellowship of the Ring trick-taking game, a gain of 91%, nearly double what it had last week, as it jumps from number 8 up to number 3. Number 2, Andromeda's Edge by Luke and Maximus Lorry, published by Cardboard Alchemy, with 44,973, just 337 more than Endeavor, a decline of 21%, and yet it still manages to tenaciously hold on to its number 2 position. Number 1, Speakeasy by Vital Lacerda, published by Eagle Griffin Games, with 54,775, almost 10,000 more than Andromeda's Edge, and a 400% increase from last week. Over the last 2 weeks, it was gone from number 13, last week dropping all the way down to number 36, and now vaulting all the way up to capture the top spot for the first time. It returns to the top 10 after 8 months away and charts for just the third time. The setting of Speakeasy: you are mobsters in 1920s Prohibition America. It's a worker placement and card management game. The Kickstarter project raised $750,000, and though nearly 55,000 views is pretty good, if it had been on here last week, it would only have been good enough for number three. Still, it's a pretty decent total for a number one game. For Saturday, October 5th, 2024.